Weeks of lobbying paid off for the Macomb Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, or CVB. Macomb aldermen agreed to extend the city's contract with the group for another year. City Administrator Dean Torreson had proposed ending the city's long-standing relationship with the CVB. He wanted tourism handled by Downtown Development Director Andrea Keene, who works in City Hall. But a large crowd packed the city council chambers a week ago to voice support for the CVB, and a full house was on hand again last night to see aldermen vote unanimously in favor of the contract extension. Despite his vote, 4th Ward Alderman Tom Cook was upset with the CVB supporters. Cook accused them of spreading lies about Keene.
And those attacks still seem to be going on. Shame on you all.
Cook also criticized the number of people who showed up for meetings about the CVB contract.
On the part of CVB, there seemed to be an intimidation by numbers attending the meeting.
In contrast, Alderman-at-Large Dennis Moon praised people for getting involved.
I am pleased to see participation by the public of Macomb, and it would encourage more of it, and it's nice to see a full gallery.
And fellow Alderman-at-Large Don Wynn thanked those who contacted him about the issue. The contract will run through August 1st of next year. The city will continue to pay the CVB $184,000. The money will come from the city's hotel-motel bed tax. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.